Hey family, the Bassman live from the island of Curaçao. One of the many things that you will notice when you get to this island is that you hear so many different languages being spoken by the folks here. Just about everybody on this island speaks a good four languages or so, and their native tongue is that of Papiamento. Hanging out with me today, we have Camille Paz Rivero and also Janine DeWint. Ladies, thank you for coming on to the airways of WEAA today.
Thank you very much, and we really appreciate the opportunity to be on your program.
Thank you also, Bassman.
My pleasure. Okay, so equip me right now. I am the only American press person here amongst several different cultures, folks from all over the world, and I am the only one really speaking English, and so a lot of the exchanges I have not been able to participate in, but I grab a word here and there, and so I want to talk about Papiamento. We're going to call this Papiamento 101. What are the words that the Bassman needs to know so that I can properly be in the know of what's going on around here? So first and foremost, if I were to greet someone in Papiamento, what would I say?
You will say "Kong Tabai," which means "How are you?"
Kong Tabai.
Kong Tabai.
Kong Tabai. How are you?
Yes.
Okay, that's the basic thing. Now, when I'm leaving, I would say what?
Ayo, te otro mia. Bye until the next time.
Ayo. Say that one more time.
Ayo, te otro umbiaha. Ayo means bye. Goodbye. Te otro umbiaha until the next time.
Ayo, until the next time.
No, darling.
Okay, let's try that again because the bass man's a little slow today. Ayo.
Te.
Te.
Otro.
Otro.
Biaha.
Biaha.
And if you can feel it, you can feel that's a little bit like Spanish in it.
Yes.
Te hasta la próxima vez o hasta otra vez.
Mm-hmm.
So Papiamento came from back then because Curaçao had Spanish warriors, English, Dutch, Portuguese. So what happens? It became a mix of all those language, and that's why we call it Papiamento. Because if I say Bassman stop, what do you understand? Bassman stop.
Yes,
because we don't have another word for stop. And if I say Bassman busca un bus, take a bus. And bus is also in Dutch and also in English, but depend the accent that you use. So in Papiamento is bus, in English bus,
right,
and in Dutch bus.
Wow. So it's a slight shift of the tongue, if you will, for all of these words.
Correct.
Okay, so we got hello, bom dia.
Bon dia.
No, bon dia. Not bon, but bon.
Bon.
Bon dia.
Bon dia. That's good morning.
Yes.
Good day.
And bon it's afternoon now, so I say.
Bon tardi.
Bon tardi.
Like
okay.
Spanish.
Yeah, I was going to say that's more like Spanish.
Buenas tardes.
Okay, buenas tardes. Now, I know a little bit of Spanish. I took 4 years of it. Unfortunately, I know most of the bad words than the good words. I don't know why I always click on to the bad words, and we'll get to that in a second, too. Bad words aren't always bad, though.
Personally, everybody knows the bad words always, so
yes.
We have to stick to the reality.
So one word that I hear a lot of folks on this island say is that of douche. What does douche mean?
I use it a lot when I don't remember somebody's name, and douche means darling, sweetie, and so I'm like, hi douche, how are you? So it always is good. But douche has so many meanings in Papiamento. It means if the food is delicious, the food is douche. If you like something sweet, sweet is also douche. And of course, if you like a person, you also call him your douche.
Wow, okay. Douche, douche, douche. And if you don't like somebody, what do you call them?
You're not my douche.
Today you're not my douche. Today you're not my douche, yes.
So another word that I always hear is that of Hindi. So what does Hindi mean?
That means people.
Okay.
So Dushi Hindi, we are nice people. Sweet, yes, as Janine said already, you can use it for so many things. So Dushi Hindi, nice person, sweet person, depend the context. So yes, that's true, Dushi Hindi.
And also the Dushi Hindi means that we are here on the island, beautiful people living very good together. As you can see, so many nationalities on the island. And everybody, we live very, very good together. If you go somewhere, you see all kinds of different person. But that is the Dushi, what we really, with the passion that we have here in Curaçao, that the combination, everybody together, togetherness that we have. So that's also Dushi Hindi.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for breaking down this Papiamento 101 for me. You definitely are douche to me.
Douche Hindi.
Masha Donkey. Now, what does Masha Donkey mean? You throwing something new in there now.
Thank you.
Okay, Donkey. Okay, like Donka.
Donkey, yeah, Donka. Yeah. And Masha means a lot. Mas, as in Spanish. Masha, thank you a lot. So.
Okay. Yes. Beautiful. Well, Douche Hindi, Masha Donkey. And
Naba Ordu,
which is
you're welcome.
You are welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
These ladies hanging out with me, Camille, also Janine. We're alive on the island of Curaçao, bringing the language to you here on your source for Cool Jazz and More, WEAA FM.